What's the purpose of this new law?
Well, the new law is a common sense solution that helps support family caregivers. Here in West Virginia, we know that 303,000 state residents are acting as family caregivers, and they are providing this labor of love to their loved ones, and it's to the tune of about $2.8 billion worth of uncompensated care. That equates to about 290 million hours annually. I think it's important to know what the average caregiver looks like. That typical caregiver is about 49 years old, usually a woman, and she's providing care to a loved one at about 20 hours a week, and she's working full or part-time outside of the home as well. And she does that for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. How do we know there are over 300,000?
They have self-declared. Yes.
To what agency?
Basically, through our Policy Institute, we did a survey and they extrapolated some of that across the country. So we have a number of caregivers in each state. And it's interesting because we've done a Valuing the Invaluable survey. And so that's really some great data that's been utilized by AARP and state houses across the country.
Okay. So starting today, the CARE Act takes effect. I am going to be released from the hospital, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to need care. Before this law came into effect, what happened? And now that this law is in effect, what is going to happen?
Well, the great thing is, Beth, if you go into the hospital, you're going to have the ability now to designate a caregiver. It may be a family member, but it may not. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a legal representative. So it's somebody that's going to help you when you transition out of the hospital into your home. So first of all, you get to designate that caregiver. That gives the hospital the ability to talk to that individual. Always good to have more eyes and ears in the room. And you don't have to worry about those privacy concerns. So that's the first thing. Secondly, if you're going to be discharged or when you're going to be discharged, that caregiver is notified. That's an important step. And then thirdly, and probably most importantly, the hospital is now required to provide that caregiver and the patient education and instruction on the tasks that are going to have to be completed at home. We have found more and more patients are being discharged with more complex medical tasks to be performed, things like medication management, wound care, transfers, injections, feeding tubes. The list goes on and on and on. And many of our members have told us that they go home with little or no instruction prior to this act. So now the hospitals have to provide that education and instruction.
How do the hospitals feel about this?
Actually, the West Virginia Hospital Association was a partner with us at the legislature. We worked with them to come to some language that was agreed on by both parties, and the bill got bipartisan support.
Up until this point of this law, a hospital could only talk to, say, a spouse or a son or a daughter about care and not a family friend or not a neighbor or not somebody, a member of your church or something like that, because of these privacy concerns.
That's exactly right. So what has happened with this law now, the term caregiver is part of the medical vernacular.
Gaylene Miller, State Director, AARP. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth.